Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Before we even get to team updates, Nick, I know we always talk about, you know, just being, you know, our football team as a family. You know, I just want a big shout-out to my son, Charles Christopher Taylor, graduated from Kenwood Academy yesterday. So I was down in Chicago, was able to see him graduate. Very, very, very excited and proud of him. Journey for 12 years of, you know, remember first day dropping off at kindergarten, you know, all the days you drop him off at school and all those things. And then sophomore year, pandemic hit, and, you know, doing school from home and first day of senior year. So just very proud of how the young man represented himself, and now is on to a new chapter. So I just wanted to give him a big shout out. Our team is, you know, slowly but surely actually trickling back in. Saw one of our starting offensive guards this morning in the weight room. He was getting after it, so that was pretty cool. And other than that, you know, just, you know, guys need a little bit of time away from us, and we got a little bit of time away from them. So just excited for, you know, the start of June. So.
Well, you know, when you got a name like Charles Taylor, you're going to be successful. So, you know, that's a lock at this point. So. Well, let's talk a little bit about your experience there out with the Steelers training camp for fans who wanted to learn a little bit about what you were doing out there. So what was your role going out there working with the team?
Sure. So long story short, you know, I was obviously picked. I'm not sure how many people were trying to go after. I'm sure a lot of guys were trying to be a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I was working with the running backs, actually Eddie Faulkner. Coach Faulkner is a guy that I've known since 2007. When he was a running backs coach at Ball State, I was a DB's coach at Valpo, and we just befriended each other, stayed in touch. He went to NC State. I stayed in touch with him. He got the job with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Stayed in touch with him over the years, and I called him up in February and said, hey, man, I'd like to get back in the program because I've done it before. I did it with the Cardinals in 2008 during training camp. I did it with the Chiefs during training camp. So what Coach Tomlin wanted to do this year was to bring in guys that were interested, who were head coaches, bring them in during OTAs, which is more like spring practice for the NFL. So I was able to get in there, and it's not like you're getting ready to play a game where it's a little bit more intense during training camp. The coaches probably don't have enough – they don't have a lot of time to spend with you. So I actually – personally, I actually really liked going out there for OTAs. This is my first time ever doing it like that, and I was able to spend time with Coach Tomlin, Coach Faulkner, and Coach Curry, their D-line coach, and their O-line coach, Coach Williams. So it was a really, really good experience. But every day my job was really to be with the running backs, Najee Harris and a couple other those guys, and, you know, just really work those guys out and get them ready. And it was good. It was a great experience. So.
Well, I'm going to be interspersing in some questions that people sent with other things I'm going to ask you about. So we're going to start with Ray, who would like to know, how did you find this camp different from the other camps that you participated in at the NFL level?
Yeah, so again, when I did it in 08 and 09, it was during training camp, so July to about August. So, I mean, you know, if you haven't been a part of any kind of football, even high school football, training camp in the summertime, I mean, it's go time. You got a game coming up in 2 or 3 weeks, where I did it this year was in the spring, so there was no game, you know. So not to say that things were relaxed, because the intensity was really, really high, but everybody in the building knew they're not playing a game, right? They're getting, you know, they're just fine-tuning the fundamentals, the why they do things, how they do things. So it was really cool to kind of see the ground, for them to lay the groundwork for the 2023 Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's super cool. So,
well, that's an interesting way that you put that, because Jimmy would like to know, because this was the OTA time of the year, do you see some of the things you saw the Steelers implement during this time working for you during spring camp for the Pipers?
You know what? Yes, it was. That's a great question, because some of the things that they were doing, I was like, wow, man, like, we need to be implementing these things during spring. So I'm going to try and tweak it to where we get the training camp, and it's going to be a little bit new for our guys. But something as simple as, you know, where they might do a turnover circuit in practice. I thought that was pretty cool and pretty interesting. And Coach Tomlin's a big, you know, they don't warm up to anything, you know. So why would you wait until the middle of practice to do a turnover circuit if generating takeaways is important for your defense? Just something as small as that, you know. So, I mean, it was just little nuggets that I was able to get all week, man, from that organization, man. So, so there's some things that, I wish I would have went to OTAs and then we had our spring practice, but it's okay. You know, we can manipulate and we can pull and play and pull, we can plug and play. So we'll be fine.
I'm curious, how was the experience for you working with professional players?
All right. So I'm going to be honest with you because that's one thing that I'm not going to sugarcoat. So working with the running backs, and it was funny because the running back, Coach Faulkner, great dude. He was like, oh, man, I got an extra helper. He's setting up all these drills. And he's like, yeah, you know, Najee Harris is going to come through and you're going to hit him with the pad. And I said, excuse me? Najee Harris is 6'3", 235 pounds, man. Like, I'm not a professional player. So I was – so put it to you like this, man. After practices, I was sore because the drills that we were doing involved – because, again, right, you're always ball security with the running back. So the coach would do a drill, and then I would have to, you know, hit them with a pad to try to knock the ball out after they do the drill. And that really wore my body down, man. So I was hoping that the Steelers had some insurance. I think my shoulder's knocked out right now. But – I'm going to fight through it, man. I'm going to fight through it. But it was good. It was good. There, I mean, and here's the deal. Another thing with working with those guys is, you know, you just think you turn the TV on and everybody is really good and nobody gets coached. Those guys want to get better. Those guys want to get coached. If you can help them, man, those guys listen to every word. And Coach Faulkner is a running back coach. And he is, he's coaching on every play. Every play he's coaching a young guy. So if Najee Harris is in there, pass protecting, he's got the four other young guys, and he's coaching them up every play, man. So it was really refreshing to kind of see that. And, you know, I can kind of share that with my guys and just tweaking some things on how we do things. And it was good, man, but the guys were good. They want to get better, man. Those guys want to win. And I'm assuming that at all 31 teams, I'm assuming it's similar, but them guys want to win a world championship. They want to win the Super Bowl. All 32 teams are capable of doing it, man. So that's what's super cool about that league is the margin of separation and the margin for error is very slim, super slim.
So Emily would like to know, based on that, she would like to know, do you find that at the NFL level, they still focus on the small details of life, like you ensure that players make their beds every day? Do they do things like that to also keep players focused on the small details?
Wow, I'll say this. I didn't hear Coach Tomlin get up in front of a group and say, make your bed. But I thought it was cool the first day I was there. So they have these life skills for the rookies every day at 2 o'clock every day. Thought it was cool. So the first day I was there, Coach Tomlin brought someone in to talk about finances for the rookies, you know, housing and the stock market and interest rates and what's good debt, what's bad debt. And before we even went in there, the running backs coach, who didn't even know that what the talk was about, he grabbed his group and was like, hey, I got a financial guy. And it was interesting, like he was really giving them some nuggets as men. And I thought that was really cool that, you know, a lot of times I know when I was a young coach, I thought, you know, when you get to the NFL, those guys don't care. They just want to play football. But you still can teach life lessons, man. I thought that was cool, man, that the running backs coach was talking about giving those guys nuggets on his financial guy and how important it is to have a good financial guy. And he talked about during COVID how he was making money because of some of the moves he made, and he was passing that on to his running backs room. And then obviously Coach Tomlin being a great leader that he is, he had a financial person in there one day. He had somebody in there talking about nutrition the other day. I mean, he just had a bunch of things for the rookies, and not just the rookies. Everybody was welcome, but more so the rookies were mandatory. It was actually cool. He was talking to Coach Tomlin. Actually, he got after those guys a little bit. The rookies said, hey, I care about you guys. I'm not going to let you, you know, get fined for not having your socks on the right way, and that's a $5,000 fine. I'm not going to let you do that. I mean, he was pretty demanding when he was saying this. I thought that was kind of cool that he was generally caring about those guys because, you know, some of these guys want to look cool, and you get a $5,000-$10,000 fine. Like, he said, I'm not letting y'all do that, you know. So it was good. It was a good experience.
Wow, $5,000 for the wrong socks. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Man. When you come out of the camp and you look back on it now, what are some things, and I'm not going to ask for specific details from you because I know you don't want to give anything away, but are the things that you looked at and you thought, man, we're definitely going to be implementing this year?
I would say this. There's a couple things from how they structure practice, where they do certain things in practice. The Hamlin University is definitely going to tweak and be a little bit more similar to the Steelers. From a schematic standpoint, there's some things defensively. There's specifically two things defensively that the Steelers do that, you know, I was able to learn, and obviously we're going to implement it here. There was a couple things with protection-wise offensively that the Steelers do, which we haven't been doing, which I'm excited to share with the offensive coaches here next week that we're going to try and implement. And I'd say the most important, but just how Coach Tomlin talks to his team. How he demands their respect. How mindful he is on what he's saying, when he's saying it, and how he's saying it. I mean, that was really, for me, sitting in team meetings for that last week. I mean, it was like I was at football school, man. Like, he is really, really talented. And the thing I got to be careful of is Chip Taylor is Chip Taylor. Mike Tomlin's Mike Tomlin. Chip Taylor can't be Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin would never be Chip Taylor. So my point of saying that is I got to be myself. But, you know, there's some things, the way that he does it, man, where I really want to hone in, and how I'm talking to my team, and, you know, when I'm talking to them about what I'm talking to them about. It's just some things like that was valuable for us, man. So
now, I found this a very interesting question, because Aaron would like to know. He says, they always say you never want to meet your heroes because they always disappoint. But after meeting Coach Tomlin, who's been a personal hero for you, how do you view him now?
Like I said, when I interviewed for it, you know, there's 32 teams. I didn't want to do it with any other team but this one. And the fact that he was able to spend time with us Tuesday night, he was able to spend time with me one-on-one Wednesday morning, one-on-one Thursday morning. I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, and I kept thanking him, and he said, Chip, man, stop thanking me. He said, I owe this to the game, you know, and I didn't really know what he meant, but he said when he was a young coach, and not that I'm a young coach, but when he was coming up, he said Tony Dungy, Herm Edwards, Lovie Smith, Ray Rhodes, those guys, Romeo Crennel, those guys put their arms around him and, you know, brought him along. So he said, man, for him to be able to do this, he said, man, stop thanking me. He said, I owe this to the game to let guys come in and to learn and exchange ideas. So, man, everything and a little bit more, honestly, man. Like, I'm very appreciative of the moment, the experience I had, and obviously to be able to, with his whole staff, and then more, you know, more so just with Coach Tomlin one-on-one, it was – couldn't stop smiling sometimes, man. I had to pull myself together a little bit, man.
Frank would like to know, he says, you've always talked about how you like staying at Hamlin and this is your place, but if you have prospects or ideas about joining the NFL, do you feel like going to camps like this help those opportunities for you to maybe get an NFL job one day?
Mm. Well, that's a good question. You know, I'll put it to you like this. You know, I'm very happy at where I am. Again, you can coach for – there's some coaches that have coached for 35 to 40 years that will never get a chance to be a head coach. You know, the fact that I was able to be a head coach here at Hamlin, you know, President Miller and Mr. Verdugo gave me an opportunity, and I'm very appreciative of that. So, you know, getting this thing going in the right direction for a consecutive years is obviously the goal. You know, we want to be, you know, respectable in the MIAC, where people is not just looking at us like, hey, this is an easy win. And it's been like that for a lot of different reasons for the last couple of years. So that's the goal, is to change that, our perception. And the way you do that is, you know, by taking care of the little things and winning games. Now, I'd be foolish to say if guys don't take advantage of those opportunities with, like, the opportunity I had. And, you know, it's all going to come down to really who knows you, you know, when you get in those jobs in the NFL. It's not so much about what you know or who you know. It's about who knows you and are you ready for it. So, you know, the goal was definitely not to say, hey, I want to be with the Pittsburgh Steelers next year. The goal was really to learn, get the information, and bring it back to my organization so we can, you know, we can be better. But, I mean, I'd be foolish to say, you know, if there's opportunities that come from it, like, you got to listen to them. And if it's a good opportunity, it's a good organization, and you're with good people, then you got to listen to it. But, I mean, the thing about my situation is I'm not going to go. And actually, it's funny you ask that, because one of the coaches on that staff asked, hey, what are my goals? At this point in my career, my goals is obviously to get Hamlin University fixed. And then, you know, if an opportunity comes, I want to work with good people, man. That's super important to me, man. Like, everybody's not cool to go work with and work for. So I'm at the point in my career where it's like, hey, I love my job. I love the people I work with at Hamlin. So I want to get this thing going. But I've seen guys get jobs by going through this program. So I want to make sure that, you know, I'm being honest and transparent with the listeners too. So, but the goal is to win next year at Hamlin University. So,
you know, Coach Taylor, one of the most interesting things I think about this is that this is a coach that you have a great deal of respect for. You like the Steelers organization a lot. And I would assume there's probably hundreds of people that applied to get into this program, you know, to be an intern for the Steelers and things. So when you're the guy chosen, I mean, what's that feeling like for you?
Wait, we broke up a little bit. I'm sorry. Can you say it again?
So you know, you're with a coach that you have admired for a long time. You get chosen. I'm assuming there's hundreds of applicants for this position to come out there and work with the Steelers. So how do you feel when you're the guy that's chosen for that?
how do I feel about being chosen?
Yes.
It's an honor. Like I said, man, like, I don't know how many guys applied for that thing, but I know throughout the year, cause I had stopped applying for it over the years. Like, I did it in 08, 09. I tried to get one with the Detroit Lions in maybe 2015, and then I haven't even thought about this program until February. So for them to choose me, man, it means a lot. I mean, it means a lot. Absolutely, it means a lot. Because the guys that are trying to get into the, you know, trying to crack their way in, and for whatever their motives are, you know what I mean? Like, I know what my motive was for going this year, and I was very crystal clear on that. You know, I said, there's one coach that I want to learn from and see how he does things, and it's Mike Tomlin. So, you know, I was very, very fortunate and very blessed to be able to get an opportunity to do it with the team that I wanted to do it with.
That's fantastic. Well, Coach, give us some words of wisdom off that great experience today.
Well, if you don't know Mike Tomlin, man, he is a master. He is a master of the one-liners, man. You know, he's a master of one-liners. So a couple one-liners I stole from him. You know, the standard is the standard. He said, closed mouths don't get fed. You know, squeaky wheel gets, you know, little things like that, little nuggets like that, that he was able to just captivate his team with. So I'll just leave you guys with that, man. So.
Fantastic. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right. Thanks for listening.